Mount Redoubt has been ramping up seismic intensity with stronger tremors and more frequent earthquakes over the last 2 days. Alaska Volcano Observatory geophysicist Dave Schneider says, although the AVO has not yet changed the aviation alert level from orange, the lava dome that started building after the last big eruption April 4th is getting larger and more unstable.
This thing is somewhere on the order of in excess of about 20 million cubic meters, which is quite a large volume, probably comparable to the largest domes that were produced during the 1989-90 eruption.
Schneider says there are two ways the dome could be released. It could erupt or collapse and flow down the side of Redoubt Mountain. Schneider says a collapse rather than an explosive event would not necessarily mean there would be less ash flung into the atmosphere.
That heat will be released as the rock fragments and allow the ash to rise up, pretty high, up 30, 35,000 feet. In fact, if you're familiar with the AVO logo, it's one of the events from 1990 at Redoubt, and there's a big mushroom cloud, and that was essentially produced by a dome collapse type of event. So just because it collapses, that does not mean that ash won't be produced. It'll just be produced by a different mechanism.
The other scenario is if the growing dome plugs the system
and allows pressure to accumulate, within the volcano itself, and essentially. You can think of sort of uncorking a champagne bottle as the volatiles continue to accumulate, it could actually blast that thing out of there without there being a gravitational failure.
Schneider says two flights were heading out for Redoubt today. One crew planned to collect ash from the previous eruptions, and another crew is collecting gas emissions during an overflight.